USA Radio News with John Hunt.
U.S. health officials estimate that more than 20 million Americans have now been infected with the coronavirus. The estimate is roughly 10 times as many infections as the 2.3 million cases that have been confirmed. Officials have long known that millions of people were infected without knowing it, and that many cases are being missed because of gaps in testing. 20 million infections would mean that over 6% of the nation's 331 million people have been infected. Previously, CDC officials and the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said that at least 25% of infected people might not even have the symptoms. The U.S. is currently testing about 500,000 patients per day. On a per capita basis, the U.S. rate falls behind several other countries, and those are according to figures from Johns Hopkins University. Many experts say the U.S. should be testing roughly 1 million to 3 million people each day to catch enough new cases to prevent flare-ups. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.